Yeah, I mean, first, it was for sure a tough match. I mean, I think we both play on a good level again, but yeah, I mean, she was at the end more aggressive than me, and I think that was at the end the key for that match today. But finally, I mean, when I looking back for the clay court season, it was not so bad, and I didn't know what to expect when I start to go on clay. But yeah, I think that I did everything I could in my practice sessions and also in my matches that I had on clay, and I give my best, and I think this is all I could do. So at the end, I think it was not a bad clay court season this year for me.
How are you feeling physically as today's match went on?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough match, especially also physically. I mean, for me, like I said also a few days ago, I'm not the best on moving on clay, so this is the takes me a lot of energy when I'm moving on clay with the sliding, but yeah, I think it was a tough match physically as well.
Angie, looking now forward to Wimbledon, which components of your game do you want to work on to improve?
Wimbledon. I think Wimbledon and grass, I will think in the next few days. I mean, right now I'm really happy how I played the clay court season, and now I will take few days of rest before I going on grass. But yeah, I'm looking forward to play on grass again. But yeah, my mind is still here. So yeah.
Angie, was your movement hampered at all by your foot injury in the third set, or no?
No, it was more a blister, like, so it's not really serious, but it came, I think, in the second set that I had a little bit pain there, but it's not serious.
How would you compare the flow and feel of this match compared to the match you two played in Australia?
I think you cannot compare matches. I mean, every match is a different one. I mean, here we played on clay, and it was a completely different match than we played in Australia or the matches before. But I know when I play against Simona, it's always a tough match. So I know that before I go on court, and today it was a tough one again. But yeah, I mean, I know what to expect when we play each other, so I think, or I hope, that we will have a few more matches in the next few weeks or months.
You mentioned that you know, having had a good run here would help you for the rest of the year for the grass and the hard courts. What exactly is it that you were looking to improve? Is it the mental side as well as the physical side? Because you obviously proved that you could run and run today.
I think it's both. I mean, of course, physically you can always be stronger and stronger. I think this is, you have to be consistent in your fitness sessions, and mentally it's the same. I think you need to have a lot of matches experience, and then you know how to be or what to do in the important moments, and thinking more about yourself, and also how you go to the tournaments, how you schedule your days, and I think, yeah, the mental side is always the really most important thing.
Angelique, my question is about Wimbledon as well, so I must apologise, but my excuse is that because we are from England, we take an added interest. You've won Grand Slams in the past, and you've also got to a Wimbledon final. So although players often tell us they think about things match by match, do you ever think about the past success that you've enjoyed at Wimbledon? And do you ever think about what it might mean to win at Wimbledon as well?
I mean, of course, Wimbledon is one of the famous Grand Slams. I think everybody knows it's a traditional one. And I'm really looking forward every year to go there to play on grass. I mean, I like to play on grass. I played there very good in the last years. And, you know, I'm also looking match by match. I will do the best preparation I can do for grass, for Wimbledon, playing a lot of matches before I go to London. And then, like, I think everybody looking match by match.